Today is May 29th, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Three millmen tell of seeing Pannacini killed. Charge of first-degree murder will probably be placed against Maximo Valverde Perez, known as Mike Valverde, prosecuting attorney A.E. Graham said last night at the end of an inquest into the death Friday night of Pedro Pannacini. Considerable evidence showing motive for the crime was not introduced at last night's inquest, but is in the possession of the prosecutor's office. Carl Kirch, third figure in the tragedy, is at liberty. The coroner's jury at Pinnock's Undertaking Establishment found that Pedro Pannacini came to his death by reason of a gunshot wound received during a fight for the possession of the gun between said Pedro Pannacini, Maximo Valverde, Perez, and Carl Kirch. Those on the jury were F.A. Powell, retired grocer, Walter Quinnell, grocer, Theodore C. Soule, logger, Frank Samelhoyes, insurance man, Robert Durney, real estate, and Arthur Brown, janitor. Graphic descriptions of the death struggle between the three men were given by Perez and Kirch, both of whom said that the gun was fired by accident while in Pannacini's hand, just after Perez had grabbed his hand to keep him from killing Kirch. Surprise witnesses were Murray Douglas, slip tender at the Hoquiam Lumber and Shingle Company, Louis Dixon, foreman on the same boom, and W.E. Medley, watchman at the mill, all of whom testified to seeing the struggle in whole or in part. All three men swore that the man in the dark suit, as they described Pannacini, fell into the river at the sound of the first shot, and that a second shot was fired after his body had been pulled from the river by the other two men. Kirch and Perez, on the other hand, said the second shot was the one that killed Pannacini. Testimony of Dr. E.R. Allman, who conducted a post-mortem examination, was that no powder burns were found and that in order to avoid such burns, the gun would have had to be at least 2 feet away. In other news, new cannery company is assured. Formation of the Grace Harbor Cannery Company, an organization that will include the present Montesano Packing Company, and $33,000 addition is practically assured, with hearty endorsement given by the Committee of Representatives from various Harbor Chamber of Commerce bodies tonight. The new company will be capitalized for $50,000 and, according to its promoters, is the first step towards development of a $3 million berry industry in this country. The venture has already received the support of Hoquiam, Montesano, Westport, and Elma, and it is a certainty that the local chamber will vote to support the new company at a special meeting to be held Thursday night in Aberdeen. W.C. Momois, manager of the Montesano Packing Company, presented the plans for the new concern to the chamber committee tonight. He declared that the Montesano cannery is valued at $15,000 and that the owners of the stock are willing to put part of this into common stock in the new company when it is arranged. The plan that Mr. Momois proposes is that in addition to the present cannery, $33,000 more capital will be raised, that a new warehouse will be built, and that the plant will be equipped so that syrup packing can be carried on. Water packing is the only method used at the cannery at the present time. He declared that with these additions, 30,000 cases of berries could be turned out each season, and that within the next 5 years, the berry raising industry could be developed in this country. County to equal the production of any other berry district in the United States. Members of the local chamber were on the committee and have spent several weeks investigating the cannery industry, reported that this locality is ideal for raising all varieties of commercial berries and that berries are one of the few products that will thrive on timber-cleared land. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 29, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a hot pepper red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our red car raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.